your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75%. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Fantastic job for us. Thank you, Mr. Goodson, as we welcome Beth from Dublin.
Yes, good morning, y'all. I was listening to y'all talking about schools, and of course, I went to Robert E. Lee, which was big back in the 1970s. We had like 600 that graduated.
Yep. Those booming classes were huge.
Yeah, and then my son, who went to South Montgomery County Academy, they only had like 12.
Yeah.
So when he went to college, went to Auburn, he was like, oh, my gosh. I said, yeah. I said, there's more than 12 in those classrooms. So yeah, you know, it's very, I mean, the sizes, of course, being in the city, you have more kids than you do in the country area. So yeah, kind of relate to that.
That's awesome.
I guess we had about 184 in our class.
Wow.
In Ohio.
And Jesse,
yes,
Jesse,
ma'am.
you know my son.
I do?
Caleb.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a small world.
Hey, do you happen to know if they have reopened Reds for indoor eating?
They do. They are reopened. You cannot... They will serve you. You can't do the buffet yet. They will get the food for you.
Okay.
So, yes, they are open with limited capacity. So, I think, yes, you can go down there. It's just limited capacity. But they do have the buffet going, but you just tell them what you want, and they fix your plate.
Thanks for the update on that. We got to run because
Yeah, good luck, Jesse.
Thank you so much. It's so good hearing from you. Tell Caleb I said hi.
Sure will. Thanks.
Bye. We'll get the backstory on that in just a minute. First,
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Roger Stone was supposed to report to prison today for making false statements, witness tampering, and obstructing the Trump campaign Russia investigation. Instead, he's free, with President Trump having commuted that sentence Friday. Stone tells Fox's Sean Hannity,
I knew he would take some shots for this, but I think most people, most fair-minded people, understand. He saved my life, and, at least on paper, he gave me a chance to fight for vindication.
Congressional investigators are planning to look into the president letting Stone off the hook. There's a Republican Senate primary runoff election today in Alabama.
The candidate President Trump wants to win the Alabama Senate runoff is not his former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. President Trump is supporting former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville. Sessions held that Senate seat for 20 years before leaving to become President Trump's first Attorney General.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
They're unscientific. They have no real statistical value, but they do take the temperature of the Newstalk audience. Last week, we did a straw poll on the Sessions-Tuberville race, which you just heard about in Fox News at the top of the hour. And Tuberville was a 3-1 winner, meaning he had about 550 to 150 out of 700 votes, which, by the way, is double what we usually get, even more than double what we usually get when we do one of these election straw polls. This morning, a very similar result developing because we asked about the race between Coleman and Moore, that runoff. And if this is any indication, Barry Moore should be having a good day because, again, it's lopsided. It's not even close in that one. What does it mean? In the real sense, not much. It's just kind of electrifying to see the level of passion towards one side or the other in either race. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more.
Yesterday, we had a high temperature of 94 with a heat index of 104, and this is just the start of an extended, prolonged heat wave that's going to last for a long time. Very hot again today with a high around 96. Heat index into triple digits, maybe approaching 105 later. Low tonight, 75. Rain chances, not zero, but mostly under 20% today. A little bit better tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow and Thursday, scattered random relief, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours for some lucky towns. 97 tomorrow, mid-90s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Triple-digit heat indices every day. And typical scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there, but not enough to go around for everybody. And not much change Sunday. Right now this morning, it's mostly clear. Calm winds, 73 degrees now, 710.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The Seminoles, Atlanta Braves, buddy, your team's got a bank. Name. The Indians, Redskins, and Chiefs are coming in conflict with people's beliefs. On Facebook, we all disagree. People too sensitive and PC. Oh, cancel everyone. Oh, arguing is dumb. Fighting about team names in Washington. Tomahawk chops, getting complaints. Your team's got a bad name. On Twitter you have been mascot shamed. Your team's got a bad name. Yeah, your team's got a bad name.
One thing that I said, the Braves have announced they're not changing.
They said they are absolutely not changing. They've talked about it, and they've even talked about it with major groups of Native Americans.
Yeah. And I don't think, I know the Cleveland Indians, I think they're kind of thinking about it, but I also think they're going to wait until the heat's off on this whole thing.
Yeah, perhaps.
I don't see that. Yeah, although the Spider seems to be the number one choice for them.
The Spider?
Yeah, I saw a survey done by one of the Cleveland sports news. Yeah. Mm. Ain't see, we ain't see Spider crawled up the wall. The I do not have a good singing voice. I do not have really good convoluted intro for random facts.
This concerns us, Jay.
That's it. No more random facts.
The question being, can random facts happen without a convoluted introduction?
They can't.
They can?
No, they can't.
Well, they can't. So you're going to have to get creative.
If you stop it, you're going to be letting down a ton of people.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
We've got to think of changing the name anyway from Random Facts to Random Things. Maybe Random.
We're offending people.
Random.
Random.
Oh my gosh. Menthol Meredith has a new thing out today on tattoo parlors.
Oh, really?
Oh, Lord.
And the fact that the government has closed those too. All right, I need to give this some real serious thought. Please participate in our straw Facebook poll. It's on my page. More Coleman. We want to know where your vote's going today. And you don't have to be a friend or a follower. Just stop by my Facebook page and vote quickly, and we'll take another look at that in a few minutes. But right now, I'd say it's running like 8 or 9 to 1 in favor of more. At 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, that was all brought to you by Mr. Electric. 245-1566, again, is their number for certified master electricians. On-time appointments at your convenience, upfront pricing. You want certified master electricians doing any type of installation or repair at your home. Mr. Electric is our recommended choice. Or visit MrElectric.com to be further convinced. At 7:13, your local news. And one way or another, random facts has got to happen.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County School Board will discuss a number of big-ticket issues at tonight's meeting, including whether to change the names of three MPS schools named after Confederate figures. The names of Jefferson Davis, Sidney Lanier, and Robert E. Lee High Schools will be up for discussion. It is runoff election day in Alabama. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love says Alabamians have requested nearly 5 times more absentee ballots than a typical runoff election. Voters should expect enhanced cleaning and safety measures because of the coronavirus pandemic. And Montgomery police say a 22-year-old man was shot and killed early Monday morning in the 900 block of Queensbury Drive. Right now, police have not made any arrests in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of 3 Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany, we know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gotta go to work running out of ambition. It's a medical condition. I'm so burned out here on this morning drive. Gonna be late and I'm so tired. Any day I might get fired. I'm burning out from my job.
us, but it is time for
random.
This is a Dolly Parton song.
That'll suffice.
Us. Yes,
Parton us.
Very that, nice. That passes muster. We'll have random facts today.
And boy, what a relief.
I know.
You do a good fake wipe. Forehead wipe when you're...
This is how we'll do it. If it passes, you know, if you get a good one, we'll do random facts. If you get a stinker, we won't do
no
it.
I'm
facts.
Feeling more pressure with Jesse Lynn here, though, because you don't want to look stupid in front of a beautiful woman. It's just...
Anyway. Too late on my part.
No, you saved me this morning, but apparently the printer has not printed what I need. So
that's the first thing I do in front of any woman. It feels stupid.
It's okay.
Did you know soy sauce was introduced to Europe in 1647, gained rapid popularity? It was called K-Cap, like K-E-C-A-P, K-Cap. But it was pronounced ketchup. You see where you go? Is where I'm going with this.
Ketchup.
Yeah.
Hey.
It inspired both mushroom ketchup and also Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire. I don't think there's anybody that could say that right.
Three Stooges taught me how to say that.
Worcestershire.
I was trying to say Worcester.
I can't just say Worcestershire.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, we put the soy.
Did you know the water that sits on top of yogurt is called whey?
No way.
Yeah, it is. Yes, whey. The liquid contains protein, calcium, B vitamins. It's better to stir it back into the yogurt than it is to drain it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
I didn't know people drained it. I've always just been just stir it in there. Yeah.
And you know what whey protein is derived from, right?
No.
Wheat.
Yes. Again, don't look dumb in front of it. Here we go.
So... There you go.
I love the fruit on the bottom yogurt.
Oh, yes. You stir it up, and get a strawberry or a blueberry.
Or a strawberry banana.
Oh, hadn't tried that one. I'd try really the strawberry good. Banana.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, sorry. Rich and I are reminiscing on yogurts. Go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
Healthy folks over here.
No way.
How much grease did you eat last night, Greg? I love it when you get to the bottom of the grease bin.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of food left over soaked in grease. Did you know Michael Jackson removed the song Dirty Diana from his concert set list in London for Princess Diana out of respect. However, she asked him to keep it in because it was one of her personal favorite songs.
Oh. I don't know that song. They said in unison.
Yeah. We said it right here.
I missed that. I see. The lightning fast sense of humor of Rich. Thunderchuckle Thomas.
Thunderchuckle.
I like that. That's kind of... Ow!
I mean, how many years he's been doing
sounded
it.
Sounded like thunder.
Why is this thing in front
right
of me?
Right, exactly.
Talking about not looking stupid in front of the girl, Greg.
Who put that there?
Well, that was a mission that was very brief, wasn't it?
Yes. We're not even halfway through the show. And already done it.
Did you know that the idea that people used to think the world was flat is actually more of a modern misconception? Extraordinarily few exceptions, no educated person in the history of Western civilization from the 3rd century B.C. onward ever believed that the Earth was flat. A lot of them thought that the Earth was the center of the solar system and that the sun revolved around the Earth. But nobody actually, with any sort of education, thought the Earth was flat.
Who was the NBA star recently who went through that whole
who
thing?
Who was that? Was it Shaq?
I don't know, but it
wasn't Shaq, was it?
Gosh, I don't know.
It was it was somebody. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, how? How?
How
are
you think that?
Living a life where you think the Earth is flat? How?
But there's a whole group of people who believe that.
And I don't understand. There's a great little Netflix thing called, I don't know what it's called actually, but it's about flat earthers.
Mm-hmm. There's a group that thinks that all flying is fake. That they refuse to believe that planes can fly.
Yeah. Don't get me started with it, but there's a much bigger group that think we never went to the moon.
Yeah.
But that's really nuts when you think about how 500,000 people can be...
part of a hoax.
A conspiracy.
No way.
Right.
No way.
Did you know Voyager 1 and Pioneer 10 are the first and second most distant spacecrafts from Earth? And since both are moving on the opposite sides of the solar system, it also makes them the two man-made objects that are furthest from each other.
The two objects that are furthest from each other are what again? I'm sorry.
Voyager 1 and Pioneer 10.
The
satellites.
Right.
I guess they're not satellites because they're not orbiting anything.
No. They are. Did you ever see the Star Trek movie with about V'ger?
The Star Trek, the motion picture. V'ger. The very first one was V'ger.
They were talking about Voyager.
Voyager, yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the world's currency. Bumblebee tuna. Not a happy story there, by the way.
Oh, no.
A Native American vice president. A president... something called the Three Emperors Dinner, which I'll tell you right now, I have no idea what it is as far as what it contains, but I'll tell you about it coming up. And also, Candyland.
Yay!
The game?
Yeah.
The board game? I had it.
Candyland. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
At the end of all this chaos, we will give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our unique and cleverly crafted pop quiz question. Food Outlet, it's kind of fun. We've had people do it. They win the $10 certificate and see how much they can put in their buggy for 10 bucks. But just off the specials, now everything in the store is cost plus 10. But just off the specials this week, Chips Ahoy cookies.
Ooh, yum.
And who doesn't love a nice Chips Ahoy? At $2.38 a package, all right? I snuck some of those into the buggy. The chewy peanut butter cup. Chips Ahoy. Those
you paid
are
for them, right?
Oh, yeah. That's one place where you happily pay for your things because you save so much. Cap'n Crunch cereal is $1.91 for the large box. These are just specials. Boneless pork loin, one of the easiest things to bake and make. $1.58 a pound and more throughout the store. Three-pack of vine-ripened tomatoes, 96 cents. They are beautiful. You guys will probably have a BLT later in the week.
Woohoo!
And those tomatoes are red and ripe. With locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community, and every Sunday morning, I'll see you on Coliseum Boulevard, north of Atlanta Highway, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall for Food Outlet at 725.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic Authority should be wrapping up two accidents that they've been working on. One, I-85 northbound between Bell and Taylor. The other on the East Boulevard at Haskell Drive. There was an injury involved in that one. That's in front of Stratford Square. Hopefully those are out of the way, but just use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground. Around the boulevard, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. A lot of cars on the road this morning. Buckle up, and we will keep you up. Updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at #TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is July 14th, National Nude Day. Married men love this day for two reasons. They get to see their wife completely naked, and it's the one holiday she doesn't have to buy a new outfit for. Happy National Nude Day.
And now,
please remain naked until we finish with part two of
Random Facts.
This leather is not comfortable.
I know, because especially when it's this humid, you kind of, every time you
just sticks.
There's
something on. Did you know only 8% of the world's currency exists in physical form? The rest exists only on a computer.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
8%.
And I forget the percentage of gold that actually backs up our money, but it's not a lot.
All right. Did you know that in 2012, a Bumblebee Tuna Foods worker accidentally, he died.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
In 12,000 pounds of tuna.
Oh.
Because his coworker thought he was in the bathroom, and so he started the process, and he was not in the bathroom.
Did he end up in the water or the oil? Tuna.
I don't know. This was before it goes to the canning process.
Yeah.
And so when they discovered it, they, cleaned it out and did everything they had to do.
It's very rare that they even have canning now. You see those kind of bags that they put.
Right. Yeah. Well, I said canning, but you know what I mean. The packaging part of it.
Process. Right. Yeah.
It hadn't gotten to that sort of thing. So but
you remember those little tuna cans?
Yeah. Growing up, they still have them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They do still have the cans. I thought. I don't necessarily know if Bumblebee does, but I know some brands do still have little small cans.
They are probably the most famous. Can you think of anyone besides Bumblebee?
Starkist.
Starkist.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Charlie.
That's right.
Charlie the fish.
That's right.
I can't go beyond that, though. I have no idea about any others than those two. Bumblebee and Starkist.
Both at Food Outlet for Cost Plus 10.
Let's do a straw poll on
Starkist or Bumblebee.
Right.
Did you know a Native American served as Vice President of the United States? That guy was named Charles Curtis. He is 3/8 Indian, and he served under Hoover from 29 to 33.
I did not know that.
Old Chucky Curtis. Did you know in 1962, President John F. Kennedy snagged more than a lifetime's worth of Cuban cigars for himself before he banned their import.
Hey.
Sounds like Greg's got a partner.
That's insider trading, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That it would be. Sort of. I don't think anybody held it against him.
JFK would be 103. If
wow.
He was still alive.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
End of May was his birthday.
May
29th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there is something called the Three Emperors Dinner? It is a feast so elegant it is remembered 150 years later. A menu from the event remains intact and on display at a French restaurant. It is entirely in French, so I have no idea what to tell you that it is, but it's a very big menu.
Tell me the name of the meal again, though.
The Three Emperors Dinner.
Okay.
I honestly have no idea. It's just a bunch of meals. It's a feast. And
Greg,
finally,
that's what we expect for breakfast.
Yeah, the Three Emperors Dinner.
Yeah.
Finally, did you know that Candyland was invented to cheer up children living in polio wards? Polio paralyzed many of its victims, and the game offered the illusion of movement, allowing the sick children to lose themselves in the sweet, imaginative world of the game. I haven't played Candyland in forever.
Yeah, I had.
So I forget how it's played, but I did have it.
Yeah. Candyland is fun.
Did you have the Game of Life?
Yeah, with the dial. Game?
Yeah, with the dial. Thing.
Sure.
And then you could go to college, or you could skip college and go straight to
Candyland was Janelle's favorite game when she was, I think it was her first board game. And she used to get so excited if she got the snowflake.
Uh-huh.
So I would bury it in the deck, knowing that it would come up on her turn.
Aww.
Oh, Daddy.
See, okay, so here's a great little story. It's the first comment here. It says, when I was a kid, my brother and I saw our dad once every couple of months. We would always play Candyland. The winner of each round got a full-size candy bar. We were extremely poor, so it was like winning the lottery. Somehow, he made sure all three of us won our favorite candy bar. And then the next comment says, from what I recall, it is a predetermined game. And I don't remember playing it, so I don't remember how. But apparently the dad was managing to make it happen so that each child could win. And
I never won Candyland one time.
I bet.
Dad and I always loved playing Horseopoly, and then we love bowling on the Wii. That's always fun.
I tried that and wasn't a fan. Because I'm a real bowler, Jesse. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You don't want to see me bowl.
I disagree.
Some restaurants and places you go in with those bowling games, those mini bowling games.
Yeah.
They were pretty cool.
The ones with the pins that would come down.
Yeah. So just remember growing up, and Dad would take us to various places. He might be having a beer, but he'd say, here, go play them.
Have a sip.
Here, drink it. No, he would never say that.
Okay, you guys got a caucus on a pop quiz question.
Okay.
That's right.
And while you're doing that, Mr. Sandman is waiting to speak with us. Patient man that he is. Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning. And let me tell you, kids will cheat at Candyland.
Do you know this from personal experience? Or?
I have played more Candyland. Warning, don't buy your children candy.
Is that a Milton Bradley game, by the way?
That or Parker Brothers, one or the other.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but the kids love it, but it's one of those games that, they get upset if they lose.
Janelle was really little, and you got to let kids learn to lose because life is not a win every time out. But
that is true.
I did cheat for her benefit with that game alone.
Okay. All right. But you can't lose if you come to Mr. Sandman.
There we go.
That's right. It's called a segue.
Way to go.
Yeah. I will let you win every time. So come on in. I got two truckloads in yesterday to restock some of my inventory that's been depleted a little while because y'all keep coming in and buying mattresses, but that's okay. I'd rather have depleted inventory than inventory I can't sell. So come in. Got great buys on a lot of really good mattresses, adjustable bases, headboards, beds. Putting together some bedroom suits now. We're going to start selling more bedroom suits as we get my center section of my building opened up as a store. Got a lot of good deals, got a lot of good products, got really nice salespeople. You can take a mattress home with you today, or we can deliver promptly. And we take care of our customers, and we got the no-interest financing available. And all the good things. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, and we should have you on as a guest somewhere on cheating at kids' games.
One game. Quick thing. Have you ever played Children's Monopoly?
Children's Monopoly. No, I have not.
It never ends.
Oh, well.
The game will never end.
Well, the real game never ends either.
I know, but this one, you can't. There's no no way you can get anybody out of the game because all the cards are. It's such an easy thing.
Okay. All right.
See y'all later.
They had a training edition of that. How about that? We're learning so much. And one of our listeners chimed in on the whey issue.
Oh. Yay.
The wheat germ and whey and all that kind of stuff. And we'll come back to that right now. Let's get a winner with a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Well, I got to change my question now because that was going to be the question.
Way to go, Greg.
I was going to ask what the water on top of yogurt is, but I will move on.
Oh, way to go. Way to go.
Hey, see what you did there.
What is the percentage of our currency that is actual that actually exists? We gave a percentage of our currency that exists in physical form. What is the percentage of that?
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. The thing on the way is, we got corrected. Yeah. So you could have asked a question, and the answer still would have been wrong, even with the right answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 272-9228. We're waiting for a winner right now at 738.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic Authority should be wrapping up two accidents that they've been working on. One, I-85 northbound between Bell and Taylor. The other on the East Boulevard at Haskell Drive. There was an injury involved in that one. That's in front of Stratford Square. Hopefully those are out of the way, but just use caution. Watch out for boots on the ground. Around the boulevard, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. A lot of cars on the road this morning. Buckle up, and we will keep you up. Updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wow, look at that response. And Connie is the first one in on the pop quiz question. Connie, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, wait a minute. Before you say it.
Okay.
I guess you put in a new winner kind of thing, Jay.
What?
I found it this morning in the system.
Hang on. He's looking for a hotkey, Connie, so just hold tight. Okay. Hang tight. Hang on.
Hold on
to your answer.
Okay.
Okay, now you can give it to us.
I think he said 8%.
Oh, actually, it wasn't 8%.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only random fact I got to hear today, and I missed it.
It was that much, Jay. It was that much.
No, wait.
Oh, look.
It's 8.
Rich is wrong.
Actually, it's 8.
Connie,
it's
you're eight. Right.
It
you're
is,
right,
Connie. It is 8%. I'm sorry. And I actually wrote it there.
Rich is having a problem over here.
I remembered it wrong. I was playing Candyland here, and I just got...
And it is all good.
Connie, you want a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate? Hold on, and let's see if East wants to do a follow-up.
I just wanted to tell Connie where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, see, that was you're talking about our yogurt thing there.
Yeah. All you right, guys have a great day.
Okay, you didn't want a backup question?
Oh yeah, give me a backup question.
Okay, there was a Native American vice president, and he served under what president?
Hoover.
Is that right?
Yeah, he served under Hoover.
Served under Hoover.
Yeah, that's correct. Way to go.
Right. Edgar Hoover.
That's why I wanted to double check since I was wrong on the currency.
John, good morning.
Hi, John.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, John, so the song that Princess Di told Michael Jackson he could play and he should keep in his set in the U.K. What was the name of the song?
I missed that one. I had the first two, but I missed that one.
Okay.
It was Prince. I don't know. I never listened to Prince. So I'm sorry, guys. Y'all have a great day.
No problem.
And Bennett.
Yeah.
Bennett.
You got a follow-up?
Hey.
How about him?
I'm running out of questions here. Same question to you. Song that Princess Di told Michael Jackson to keep in his set when he played in the U.K. She liked it, and she wanted him to keep it.
I'm just going to off the top of my head and say, beat it.
No, actually... Actually, it was a song that we didn't know called Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thank you.
Dirty Diana.
We should give that a listen and see what's in it. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Bennett. We appreciate everybody. Thanks. That filled up the board this morning at 7:42.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I'm looking at the satellite picture. Is that a beautiful satellite? Look, take a
look. That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Wow,
look at the detail of that satellite picture showing sunshine here in central Alabama. But you look at the definition of the clouds there in south Alabama. Anyway,
I wouldn't mind a cloud or two over us.
Typical summer day today with a high temperature yesterday up to 94 with a heat index of 104. We'll be in the same general neighborhood today. I've got us at 96 for a high heat index, close to the 105 danger range. Low tonight, 75. Rain chances not quite zero, but under 20%. Then tomorrow and Thursday, there'll be scattered random relief with mostly afternoon and evening storms here and there. Good luck. 97 tomorrow, mid-90s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Triple-digit heat indices each day will continue. And this prolonged summer heat wave is going to last for a long time. I don't really see an end to it right now. We're looking at calm winds this morning and mostly clear skies and 73 degrees. It's 7:45.
And now with a word about Luke Wire, Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Rich Thomas with a word about Luke Wire. Whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, or a busted toilet, plumbing picks the
worst time
to be a problem. It could be in the middle of the night. It could be in the middle of the weekend. It could be in the middle of a holiday. But Plumbing by Luke Wire is open for business right now and open for business every moment. You can call them anytime, and they'll come out and take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime. That's the big deal. They never charge overtime because I know a lot of plumbing concerns that do because I've dealt with them over the year, but over the last few years, it's always Plumbing by Luke Wire. Recently, I called them up and had them take care of a problem in the master bathroom. And they found another problem, and they fixed that one, too. And I had the whole house plumbing inspection done. That's where they check all your plumbing inside and out, up and down. They found out that my plumbing is in pretty good shape right now, which is great peace of mind. So when I go out of town, I know when I get home, I'm not going to hear squish when I step on the carpet. Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, we got your local news at 7:45. Animal stories coming up later on. Is the pandemic making older Americans feel expendable? They might be feeling that way in New York, where apparently they are. Anyway, that's just ahead, and today we will, I think we'll do a conundrum.
Yay, conundrum!
And give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 7:45.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It is runoff election day in Alabama. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love says Alabamians have requested nearly five times more absentee ballots than a typical runoff election. Voters should expect enhanced cleaning and safety measures because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Montgomery County School Board will discuss a number of big-ticket issues at tonight's meeting, including whether to change the names of three MPS schools named after Confederate figures. The names of Jefferson Davis, Sidney Lanier, and Robert E. Lee High Schools will be up for discussion. And Montgomery police say a 22-year-old man was shot and killed early Monday morning in the 900 block of Queensbury Drive. Right now, police have not made any arrests in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Walt Disney World is opening its parks during record COVID-19 numbers in Florida. Isn't that right, Mickey?
That's right. Come on down to the happiest place on Earth.
Here, you can enjoy our many attractions, like 6 Feet of Space Mountain, Pirates of the Quarantining, and the Haunted Mansion, where you'll see ghosts.
And you might even become one.
Plus, discover Epcot, where you can visit all the countries in the world.
Because you're not allowed.
proud to travel to the real ones.
So come to the Walt Disney World Resort, and you'll never want to leave.
And pretty soon, you may not be allowed to.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Others say they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Sign a term limits pledge, I've done it. Some say they'll fight for conservative values, I've done it. Support our farmers, I grew up on a farm, I have a degree in agriculture, I've done it. While many say they support our military, I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. Political candidates say they will do a lot of things. On July 14th, vote for Barry Moore, who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Don't miss Lowe's Just for Pros event, going on now. Check out Simpson Strong Tie, new at Lowe's. Also get big savings on other brands you trust, like Metabo HPT. Powerful brands, new services, and pro-grade deals, all at Lowe's Just for Pros event, now through July 24th. See why we're the new home for pros. Get your choice of a Metabo HPT 18-volt brushless cordless impact driver kit or hammer drill kit for $159. Was $239. Kit includes two batteries. Valid through 7/24. Selection varies by location.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. Chase, settle down. It is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, that pun is intended, by the way, from the animal kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. All right, our top story comes from the water.
That's how this one starts.
Sure, it's the flame. And then here's the
from stop. All right.
You know it's bad when...
I just tested it, and there was nothing there. Now there's something there. This happened on a boat. Some guys fishing for snapper when a great white shark started circling their boat. The guys put a GoPro in the water and recorded the shark biting the boat. Check this out.
Bite! Go away!
Adam spotted something in the burley trail. Said it was a big fish, but I was like, it's not a big fish. It's a big shark.
He was doing very tight figure eights.
There was a couple of times got too close, tried to give him a poke with the GoPro, and, yeah, couldn't budge him at all.
I'll post that video right after we're done with the rest of our animal stories. A sheep was returned to his family at a California ranch. Is this a sheep or a goat? It's a goat?
That was
playing the role of the sheep was a goat. After several days on the loose, which included a trip to Dunkin' Donuts.
Was he on the lamb? No?
I did that about a guy who robbed a bank, and he only had one leg. And my punchline of the stories was he's now the leg on the lamb robber. So far, this animal story has had no content. The sheep escaped from his enclosure after being startled by fireworks over the 4th of July weekend. He goes to Dunkin' Donuts because we walk him to Dunkin' Donuts, the farmer said. Riverside police received a call about a loose sheep near the donut shop. Solomon ended up in the custody of Riverside County Animal Services and was reunited with the family about a week after his escape.
Wow, that's great news.
And on this election day, who's going to be surprised to learn? An Atlanta family said they received a voter registration form last week for their cat, Cody Timms, who died 12 years ago.
Oh, my Lord. And was now, that's a good one.
Reincarnated as a Democrat, no doubt. The cat's owner, Carol Timms, says there's a huge push, but they're trying to register cats. I'm not sure who they're trying to register. Georgia Secretary of State's office, they did not send out the form, and that third-party groups such as applications often use mailing lists to obtain names and addresses of people, and apparently cats. Those are your animal stories.
Whoa. Nice.
But I'm not surprised that they're... You were saying?
No, nothing. Just the election edition of...
cat stories.
Yeah, that was good.
And animal stories.
Yeah, thank you. I love the fact that even sheep are attracted to Dunkin' Donuts.
Prattville's getting a new Dunkin' Donuts.
Here's one of those moral dilemma questions for you.
Okay. Oh. What is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important.
Yeah, you are.
All right. So you loan your jacket to somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're attending an event. On their way to the event, they buy lottery tickets, but forget they bought the lottery tickets. They give you the jacket back. You find the lottery tickets and discover that there's a $74,000 winner.
Well, the possession is 9/10 of the law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were kind enough. I was kind enough to lend you my jacket. Right. So
it's my jacket.
Well, the guy that bought the tickets apparently forgot, never asked, but $74,000 out the window. I know somewhere along the line won a big jackpot, but the ticket got lost or something happened to it. I just know this. Hey, everybody, it's 7:55.
Hey.
We'll visit the traffic dungeon here in a moment. Lots of folks. Where was I? Infusion yesterday, doing the crow skin, which is great.
Yep.
God, that just works. And I was talking about Georgia Floors Direct with Ryan Turner because they did the flooring there. And when you think about it, it's almost impossible not to go somewhere in this town unless you're just locked in your house. Almost, there's a very good chance at some point in the day, better than likely, you will be standing on a floor that was provided by Georgia Floors Direct. That's how popular and successful they've been for over 50 years. Whether you're in construction or you've got a house that's a little aged but you want to spruce up the flooring, Georgia Floors Direct is the best place to go. There's no games, no gimmicks. It's all wholesale priced. They have their own team of installers, so you're guaranteed 100% customer satisfaction. They do it right, and they have had the good sense, and that doesn't surprise me either, to never tamper with that formula over all the years they've been in business. Now in their second half century. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, I recommend a visit to their Facebook page. It's filled with home decor news, ideas, and suggestions. And right there at the top, you meet the guy that has been the magic at Georgia Floors Direct, Jeff Mallinson, and his merry band of floriers that make sure you have a focused, nice, and pleasant visit at GFD, again, on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and visit them on Facebook.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
7:56.
Good morning, Montgomery
6:30 Skywatch. Traffic got a little congestion this morning. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, also at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge on the East South Boulevard. Northeast Boulevard, Ware's Ferry to Wetumpka Highway. We're busy there. We're seeing a lot of incoming traffic right now on the 31s and I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Kind of busy out there this morning, but we have no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Festival Plaza is open for business. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger's Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Politicians are ruining America. Well, no more. Barry Moore claims he's a Trump supporter, but Moore's biggest supporter spent $7 million against Trump in 2016. No more. Did Barry Moore actually support Trump? He didn't even vote for him in the 2016 primary. No more. Jeff Coleman is the game-changing outsider. No more politicians. No more Barry Moore.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Banati spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man,